Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome back. So this topic is extraordinarily important. Did you say a bracha yet?
No, but I have.
Wait till the end of the class.
It'll be
cold.
Now.
Okay, we'll see, because they have bracha now. Okay. It really, as I mentioned once upon a time when we were doing the other sessions, that the importance of this and the change which we should be making will be effective if we not only listen, but we work on things. This is a vod. A vod doesn't mean I'm here to speak, although I like speaking. I'm not shy. I gain from speaking because I have to read this over, but we'll all gain if we take the exercises and take it to heart and practice it. Brachas. How many that brachas does a Jew make in a lifetime? Hundreds of thousands, hopefully. And the difference of people who say brachas correctly, slowly, articulately, with intention, with kavana, and that is night and day. Unfortunately, even all the righteous Jews who say brachas usually don't have kavana. Usually do not have kavana. And brachas can metamorphosize our life, as we'll see. Okay. So we'll start tonight. And this is the type of lecture where it's not like anger or happiness, where really if a person struggles in those areas, it's work for many months or years to conquer. Brachas, if we can remind ourselves enough, it's not a major change of persona, which at times is much harder, but it is a change of appreciation and focus. So it's easier to accomplish at a certain level, but there's a huge difference. With anger, with happiness, simcha, with gratitude, if you don't have those characteristics, you're going to be reminded in life. you're going to be forced to reckon with it due to life, because your temper will overtake you and cause friction. The lack of gratitude will get on people's nerves, or you'll be wondering, why am I not happy? Why can't I find happiness in this world? Brachas, a person can, in theory, not realize their whole life what they're doing. For years, a person could think they're fine and dandy and not do brachas with kavana, when really, they are spiritually paraplegics. That means they're not connecting the way they should be. That's why these lectures are so important, because it's doable, a lot easier to do at some level, and it's all important. And if you don't do it, really, it's possible and feasible to never work on it one's whole life. To never work on it, which would be tragic, which would be a tremendous loss. Says Rav Volba, Tanya, Hayar Rabbi Meir, or Rabbi Meir, of course, is Rabbi Meir Bal Hanes, the student of Rabbi Akiva. Chayiv Adam Levarich Meya Brachos B'chol Yom. A person is obligated to pronounce 100 blessings a day. Shne'emar, as the Torah tells us, what does the Torah say? Where do we learn out? There's a mitzvah to say 100 blessings a day from the verse, V'ata Yisrael Ma'ashem Elikecha Shom Imcha Kim Lira. What does Hashem ask from you but to fear God? That's the Talmud Menachos. Why do we say 100 blessings in a day? Because we have to come to fear God. The Pasuk Zeh, says Rav Volba, the Pasuk Zeh, Ne'emar ki tachlis avodah seinu hayir, that the purpose, the focus is to fear God. And a Jew's focus is to come to the level of fear of Hashem. Fear doesn't mean, as I've said many times, to walk around a nervous wreck. Fear means to be in awe of, to have reverence towards Hashem. It's not only brachos. Mitzvahs in general should lead us to reverence of Hashem. But the Chazal here gave us an insight how to come to this reverence of Hashem. He may a brachas b'choyoyim, to say 100 brachas in a day. Now, of course, if you pray for the men, if you pray 3 times a day, you have a huge start right there. Hey, how many brachas in Shemoneh Esrei? How many?
19,
right. It's not there that tricky. So it's a different discussion. So we add a 19th, right? So 19 times 3, it's 57 brachos off the cuff. So it's, right? There's, how many brachos you say at Birchas HaShachar? How many brachos you start the morning off with? 15 in the morning, right? So that's how much?
72.
Right, so you're already a huge star. That's without even benching, which has how many brachas in benching? 18 brachas in benching? it's 6 minutes, right here. Maybe if you had all the harachamot. There are 4 benching. So if you bench once or twice a day, you go to the bathroom, you make on shahakals, you know, all these things, you could easily get 100 brachas in a day.
Women?
Well, certainly women are obligated to daven shachas and mincha, right? Absolutely.
As in mandatory?
You should daven mincha, of course. So unless you have little kids, you should be daven mincha. And not forget, obligated. Why wouldn't you want to daven mincha? What do you need an obligation for? Be in front of Hashem. Why would you not want to daven mincha? I mean, who doesn't have what to daven for? I mean, in fact, Chazal say the best time of day is to daven is mincha. The most important time of day is to daven is mincha. There are sages who say you're only chayiv and shachris, but to me, I think it's simple. All of them should daven mincha unless they have little kids. Hari b'chol bracha tzrichim lahazker. So how do brachas lead to yira? Right? Every time you do brachas, you do shem umalchus is la ukuva. You don't say shem umalchus. It's l'ukuva, which means you don't fulfill your blessing. Right? You don't say God's name. You don't say hamelech in the blessing. You don't fulfill the blessing. That a king without a world is not a kingship. We come, we say blessings, we come to recognize and be cognizant of that God is king of the world, which will embellish on him. The first thing is saying a blessing. You're stopping and recognizing and being aware of, being reminded, refreshed, almost a reset. No, I think in Kitzlok HaMelech to say reset. God is king of the world. In case you forgot that as you're doing 100 other things today, Melech! Shem is king of the world. Let's say Borei Pri, Ha'etz or Ha'adama. Machzikim Bazes Ha'muna. Not only did God create the world, but He created the details of the world. He created the small specifics in the world. When we say Bore Pri HaAdama or Bore Pri HaEitz, what we're really saying is God does the details. God does the details. It's not that God didn't just create the big things. He created even this apple and all the details in the apple, and even this carrot. God, you created this fruit. Somebody just going to spit out a bracha. Look around. If you want to get mussar, look how people make brachas. Shachar brach. As they're walking, you know, someone comes to the bar, can I pay you for the chocolate bar after I leave? Remember people do that, by the way, and they start eating in the store? Yeah, once in a while?
Yes.
I've seen people do that. So, I think, as they're walking, looking for things, they're saying shahakal. Their heads in somewhere else, the people on their cell phones making brachas. They're talking on the phone, and would you have a conversation with any normal human being, talking to somebody else? Isn't that rude? in human terms? Is
there? It's funny you should say that. There was someone who came tonight to Stanford to get food, and while he was standing there, he was talking on his cell phone.
Do you think it was so rude?
And I'm standing there, and I said to him, while he continued talking, I said, tell me what you want, and then you can go back to your conversation.
Hey, it's
rude. I'm not standing here all night. I thought it was very rude.
Hey, so it's rude. It's rude for anybody, okay? It's rude if somebody's talking to you, you have to talk to someone else. So, here, you're saying a bracha to Hashem! A bracha! And the person on the cell phone, talking like, with no any kind. Says, like, you know, God forbid, say, you hold on a minute, I made a blessing. What would it be? A nice Kiddush Hashem, that would be. I can't say a bracha. Give me a minute. Like, hey, you gotta say a blessing. That's how you say a bracha. While talking to somebody else. That's the beginning of it. People make blessings, they don't even remember if they did or not because they had no intention at all. Right? They're so fixated on the pleasure of the food. You know, that the bracha is something to get out of the way, not an opportunity. Bracha is something I have to do, obligated to do, not an opportunity. But really, every single bracha, every single blessing, right, if a person doesn't throw it out of their mouths, i.e. they stop, they ponder, they think what they're saying, why they're saying this, El Mevarach b'his bayninis, Dai b'mea brachas b'chol yoyim, listen to this, Dai, just 100 blessings a day, if a person does blessings correctly, that will transform an individual into a Yirei Shamayim, to a person who feels God. Right? Every time going after out of the bathroom, a person would stop, think, oh, how lucky I am to be healthy. You know, one of the things I mentioned tonight, I think it's worth it to mention, just we should all get a little muster here. I had lunch today, at Jerusalem Grill, actually. Ms. Hartman was there with other people. And I stopped talking to boss, even the person to tell the waiter what I wanted. I had lunch with a very interesting guy, a brilliant guy, brilliant, brilliant individual. Happens to be conservative, both religiously, for now, and politically. So at the end of the conversation, he says to me, you heard this already, he says to me, you know, like, on the social issues, like, I wonder how the world will ever go back. Like, how could it ever be rectified? He says, economically, I can see fixing the world, but socially, with family values, what people's views, I don't think it'll ever go back. So, what I told him is, I said, there's two options here. Number one is, Torah and Orthodox Jews, you know, over time will gain in numbers, and, you know, we will change, or we have changed the world, certainly we've changed the world. Until now, we gave the world values, family values. I mean, the ban, you know, even the idea of homosexuality being forbidden, where did they get that from? I think it wasn't in Rome and Greece, in the ancient world. It was from the Jews. Right? The Bible spread it to the world. Whether it's the idea of charity, that was not in anywhere in the pagan world. That came from us. Sabbath, right? You know, focus on adultery. I mean, all these things, they're all from us. It spread to the world. Universal education, they seeped down from us. So either that happens, or God forbid, right, that the Western world gets so weak family-wise, like Rome did, that it's going to be pounded by Islam. That, you know, and imagine having a 9/11 every month, right? What that would do to the psyche of people. People would ask existential questions. If there are bombs on the street, there's no atheists in Sloan Kettering. People think existential questions. I give them personal examples of how people have asked me when they're suffering, it could change their life. Right? It makes them think about life. So literally, I got into my car, like, 5 minutes later after having this conversation with him. This is how I ended it. I turn on the news, it's 2 o'clock, and I hear Boston. I'm like, oh my goodness. You know, it was still echoing in my head. So one thing I mentioned to the men tonight, amongst other things, is one of the lessons that I took is that when God doesn't just do this for the secular people to wake up as a point, think about life, it's for us, right? Shuv yom echa lefnei misaska. Right, we're supposed to appreciate every day and every moment and every opportunity in life. Right? We, you know, to be a Yirei Shamayim is a person who appreciates everything in life. We say Asher Yatzar, you know what it means that your body works okay. Right? God forbid a person has a sickness, an illness, you know, you'll appreciate what it means to have a good body parts. Right? We come to appreciate, to be a Yirei Shamayim means to appreciate everything. You know what it means to appreciate, to have food, right? To appreciate the blessings we say in the morning, to be able to do so many things. That's a Yiri Shemani is a person who has a deep reverence and appreciation as well, but it also it all comes from Hashem. Yiri Shemani means we don't believe we're just a bunch of sophisticated amoebas, right? Like half of San Francisco believes, plus just walking around eating, you know, thinking life is la di da, right? Never thinking what in the world I'm doing here. What is there a purpose in life? Does it make a difference if I wake up Sunday morning at 9 o'clock or 11 o'clock and what I do with my life? I mean, most people never think about these things, right? They're just too busy, you know, running around having fun or looking up things in Yelp to go to. Right? They're never thinking. But a person who is saying brachas is always thinking these terms. Right? You're stopping and saying, "You're Shabbat." Everything comes from God. What am I doing? How am I doing? Right? This is a gift. Tia Eva Islam Sureshina. The first thing a person has to know. A Jew has to know is shalei lizrok bracha mipiv. A Jew doesn't throw out a blessing. A Jew doesn't just throw out a blessing. Certainly, you're not rude to God. Sit there talking on a phone, making a blessing, having a conversation, as you're walking, saying a blessing. Chil Hashem, right? Say Asher Yotzer. You only say Asher Yotzer. People say it like 100 miles an hour. If they say it, I'm talking about Jews who say it, right? Here he's thanking God for your body working normally. Yeah, you know, thank God for body normally. You know, if one thing would go wrong in the heart for 5 seconds. So the first thing to know is no one says brachas flying fast. It's just like it's rude. Like, would you talk to a human being this way? How could a person think they're talking to God? They're saying, Melech, God, you're king. How many people, don't raise your hand actually. How many of us, in the past year, we said Melech thought that God is the king. And one bracha, at one moment. Think about it. How did it even cross the words that we said Melech? We know we say Melech. Did it even make an iota of a change in ourselves that God is Melech? How many thought it for a second? For a second! Melech! I'm being stark here to make a point, right? This is for my, what a loss that would be. Right? What a tragedy if a person can go their whole lives, Orthodox Jew, observant Jew, saying blessings and never changing my blessings. Because they're running through it. They're not thinking as they say it. So he says, Kedarkenu, yeah, this is actually a short piece. You don't want to go too far too fast. So he gives an example. For the next few weeks, right? Whenever you say Hamaitzi, pick that bracha. Hamaitzi lechem in haaretz. Say Hamaitzi with kavana. Hamaitzi, I have this bread with kavana. I don't think it has to be Hamaitzi, but I would say, you know, take a bracha you do more than once a day, and something that resonates with you, right? But the first thing is to take one bracha as this class is going on, and that is our focus. Stop before you make that bracha. Focus on Melech. Focus on the gift. I would say for most people, my own personal opinion, I think I'm going to work on Bli Neder during this Chabura, during this Vod, for now, this week at least, is Asher Yotzer. And for me, I was reminded today that literally in 1 second life could change. Not only life and death, but literally your people, you know, I had a friend who, you know, at a young age had an aortic seizure. That's it, you know. One snappage, one not working well in the body, right? But to thank Hashem, to recognize, that's an honor to work on Asher Yotzer, but it doesn't have to be Asher Yotzer. If you like chocolate, right? If you like chocolate, say Shahakal. Make Shahakal a blessing. Stop every time. Think Melech. Think Shahakal. Think it comes from God. If you're saying a blessing, pick one bracha that you can do more than once. And every time you do it, stop, think, and appreciate what you're doing. If you can do it with one bracha for weeks on end, it will affect everything else as well. Right? Think of what you were doing. Never, and when I say think, I mean to stop, to sit there, for a second, say, I'm going to say a blessing. I'm going to take advantage. The blessing's not something I have to do. It's a chance to have Yiras Shemayim, chance of recognition. Right? And so, and if you're in a rush to say Asher Yatzar, you'll pause yourself. You'll wait. If you pick benching, right, you'll wait. You'll do it slowly. Yerushamayim inim etzamtzemes lisiachsus ha'adam el boiro. Yerushamayim, fear of God, is not just a way that we can't. Etzamtzemes literally means we can't reduce it to its sum total of a connection from man to God. That's not the sum total Yerushamayim. No, Yerushamayim is mishanes kol hamabik al ha'olam. You look at the whole world differently. You look at that, a person who has Yerushamayim and a person who doesn't see the same trees, doesn't see the same people, doesn't see the same, davening is different, relationships are different, right? Days are different, Torah is different, right? How we relate to everything is different if a person has Yerushamayim. The Ganze Welt, the whole world, we look at different if a person has Yerushamayim. So if a person accomplishes this lofty thing through blessings, they didn't just connect to God. They've changed their whole worldview. It means you're a different creature completely. A different person completely if a person is a Yerushamayim. Shabracha, he derech li Yerushamayim. A bracha is a path to fear of Hashem, of reverence of Hashem. Lamanu b'vad hakoyim. We just said this previously. Shemir loyimet zachiv shomer brachas. Remer said to say 100 brachas. Dafka me'apasuk hamamis haTorah Yerushamayim. Says now we're going to go a little bit deeper into blessings. And he quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi. Talmud Yerushalmi says in the sixth parak of brachas, "Ksiv laHashem haaretz umalaya tevel v'yishveva." God, the whole world belongs to Hashem. Everything in the world belongs to God. Hanhaga klum in ha'olam ma'al achiyatila mitzvasi. And then a klum says at the Jerusalem Talmud that a person who gets even a little pleasure in this world before he makes a blessing, it's as if they took from the sanctuary without something they belong to. Ma'al means to steal from Kodesh, to steal in the temple. Until you mitzvah allows it to you. So there's a Talmud Yerushalmi, once you have the mitzvah allows you to get the benefit from it. Then the Talmud Yerushalmi says, Amarabi Abahu, Ksiv Pentikdash Hamalea Hazer Shatizu Vitfusa Kerem. The din called Kerem Ravai. Kerem Ravai means the first 4 years, first 3 years are Orla, you plant a vineyard. The fourth year of Kerem, Revai means that the fourth year you'd have to take up to Jerusalem, like Maaser Sheni. You'd have to redeem it. Okay? And the fifth year, you can have the grapes without doing anything of the sort. You have the Trumas and Maasers. So the world is, says Rabbi Abahu, like Kerem Revai. Ha'olam kulom loik asuki Kerem. That everything, you can't have any benefit from the Kerem until you redeem it. How do you redeem anything in the world? How do you redeem anything in God's world that you can benefit from it? Bracha. Bracha is the thing which allows you to benefit. If you don't have a bracha, the mashmais, the inference is that you're stealing. Stealing, you're taking what doesn't belong to you. Right? It's not yours. And maybe yours soon. Right? People don't pay in parts, they can take chakra books out without paying. It doesn't belong to them. Maybe it'll belong to them in 5 minutes. But if they don't pay, they don't make a deal, it doesn't go. Right? You can't just, who says you're allowed to take anything you want in this world? So the Talmud Yerushalmi is not that way. The Deya HaRishayna, according to the first opinion, bracha, blessings, are a matir, just like a sacrifice. Until you put the Zrikas Hadam in a sacrifice, until you do that, it's not forbidden. It's forbidden. So it's Ikar Nero Shel Ha'olam. The main thing of the world is Shenevarach Alav. Right? Until the world is God's world. God created the world. The world is Kudosh Shemamish. Rak Achar HaBracha, only after you make the blessing, is it Mutter Lahanis Me'olam. Could you get benefit from the world? Lefi Adimio Lezrikas Adam B'Korban Gam Achar HaBracha Shem Hektish Al Ha'olam. Right? Right? And just like you benefit from korbanos, sacrifices, after you spray the blood in the base of mikdash, until then it's the meat is forbidden, so too at some level the food, the whatever is forbidden, right, until you make a blessing. That's the first opinion of the Jerusalem Talmud. The second opinion, which compares it to this Kerem Revai, this vineyard in the fourth year, for the pleasure we give a bracha, and then it becomes chulin. Either way, says Revolba, Habrachim, he says, Al-Kach, Sha'ilam, this world, the world that we live in, right? It's a remarkable thing. We see that God created the world. Right? God created the world and creates man last. But it's God's world. And why did God put us there? To be able to make brachas. Right? To be able to bless in the world. He created a whole world. Right? Man comes last to utilize the world. And how are we supposed to utilize the world? One of the ways is through blessings. Haray mea brachas. The mea brachas biyoyim oreres osanu mea pan. 100 reminders in the day. La'agia la'atzmeinu ki bo'olam kadosh anu chayim. What is a bracha supposed to remind us? This is God's world. It's not the world of Dawkins and Hitchens. Everyone know who these people are? The world of science, right? Right, the world of atheists, agnostics, where we just think we live in a world and everything belongs to me, of capitalists and socialists and Marxists. Right, it's God's world. Okay, where do you fall in the political world? Right, it's God's world. And every time a person says a blessing, he's, I can't eat this food, be it in the rose shop or the Jerusalem Grove in Paris. I'll make a blessing, kosher or not. I can't do this until it's God's world. So that's what a blessing is. It's a reminder that Hashem runs the world. I can't eat it. It's God's world. I'm not a walking amoeba. It's Hashem's world. That's what a bracha. It's supposed to remind us 100 times a day. Remind us. Melech. Oh, it's a king. And the world is holy. Right? The world has a focus. And I can't even partake of it without blessing God. In the Talmud Rishami, the first bracha says mitzvahs. You know why I call it mitzvahs? Because if we take advantage of brachas, we utilize brachas, it gives us the Yerushamayim, which is the fuel for other mitzvahs. If we have Yerushamayim, it's gas for the other mitzvahs. It gives us the motivation to do other mitzvahs. Because you feel Hashem in your world. It's palpable. Right? You feel God in your life. You see God in your life. Well, if you have that reality, it's not just in brachas it affects. It affects everything. It's your whole Weltanschauung, the whole world of you, is andrish, it's different. Our Tariq mitzvahs and Mahalik klali, right? The Tariq mitzvahs are our general path to get to Kosh Hashem. Umeya brachas biyom and Mahalik prati la gilira. And the 100 blessings a day is the Mahalik prati, which allows ourselves to come to Yerushamayim, which allows ourselves to come to fear, to have reverence for Hashem. And that is the gas, the fuel, which will propel us in other mitzvahs. Just think about it. Honestly, imagine every day we're saying blessings and we're being reminded of that and we're connecting to Hashem. Don't you think it's going to change our whole lives? Right? Wouldn't that change our lives? Right? I'll tell you even more than Melech. When I say Atta, like literally talking to God, Baruch Atta is to you, God. Baruch, I mean, stop and think that God is, right? Baruch, of course, means the source of blessing. We're not, I can't take people and say we bless God. We don't bless God. No one blesses God. God doesn't need our blessing. It's just a recognition that God, you are the source of blessing. I think they translate it's like, blessed you are God. Like that's not really what it means. Right? We're recognizing it, that God is the source of all blessings. Right? You know what that does to a person when they stop and do you think it's just brachas? It changes a person completely. It changes how we do everything in this world. We have to realize brachas are an opportunity. Right? Of course, it's reminded. It's forbidden fruits, literally, forbidden bread, forbidden until we make a blessing. But they're an opportunity, a tremendous opportunity. Every single bracha is an opportunity. In a din hakdama bislandus, right? And if he says, if you really want to go to the next level, you really need to do birchas hamazon. Birchas hamazon, the one blessings which are biblical, according to all opinions, are benching. Birchas hamazon, grace after meals. Right? Birchas hamazon midiraisa. Nislami, teach ourselves. Eifula hage birchas hazan. Pa'amayim, but usually people wash twice. I know in America, I think it's less frequent people wash twice. There's this JSN event on Sunday with this lady. You'll find out what she says about washing twice. Sovea. There's a flyer in the front. You can see it.
Huh?
So brachas is to think about it. Think about here what we're saying. Benusacham nifla shel habracha, right? To feel benching. It shouldn't just be just words or saying. It should be palpable. If you don't understand birchas hamazon, there's an interlinear benchers and six. Why benchers interlinear? Right? There's so many benchers you can get. And to stop and to say blessings on birchas hamazon with kavana. Hari efanu mavchinam. What are we saying? Tuvoi chein chesed v'rachami. Acknowledge that God's goodness, His grace to us, His kindness to us, His mercy to us. Hamilu elu musagim mushatim. These simple concepts. God, any idea? Does anyone stop and think about what we're saying? I'm sometimes amazed. People I have meals with or whatever, they're benching. They could speak lunch hour and a half. I had lunch today, it was not observant. But, you know, observant people have lunch for an hour and a half, talking and schmoozing. Oh, I gotta go, bench! It's like unbelievable! I mean, where's the priorities? I mean, here you're benching, you're thanking God. And by the way, benching is the source of so much bracha. I mentioned this recently, that the Matisel Solomon was by Rav Shach, that's all. And whenever a person asks for something to do to change their lives, he tells them to bench with the bencher with kavana. You know why? Benching, that's why we add all the harachamans, all the God should give us mercy at the end. Because the bracha, a person who appreciates blessings gets more. And think about it. If you're a parent, you have a children, which kid do you want to give the most? The kid says, thank you. I mean, that's what benching really is. A person who's appreciative, it induces to give more blessing. Right? A person who's ingrate, a person doesn't think about anything, right? Well, a person has no gratitude, why would you want to give them more? They don't appreciate what they have in the first place. Right, but if a person appreciates it, you're much more likely to give. So here we're saying all these unbelievable things. Hachala alecha mazbiya, that we're full, we're satiated. Right? I came on time. My person that came a few minutes later got delayed. So I was speaking to a few people I knew that were there. I told me, starving. You know, starving. He's starving. It's totally starving. Do we appreciate it means not to be starving anymore? To thank Hashem, I'm not starving anymore. A tremendous mazbiya. A chalav mavri is a toiv, and the chalav could cure us, make us feel good. That's chesed. That's goodness. We were starving 20 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago. A good coffee. You know, I have a coffee in the morning. I'm telling you, I can do a lot. But to think in Gemara, if I don't have a good coffee, affects the quality of my thinking. You know, shahakol yemi baro, borei nefashas. I'll tell you, if I don't have a coffee, I can probably do anything manually, even, you know, secular things. But learning Gemara, I need a good coffee. I feel a difference when I have a coffee. I can think to, personally, everyone, people function differently. So why wouldn't I want to say shahakal with a cup of coffee? Everyone has their own coffee, by the way. You know, everyone has their coffee, whatever the thing is. Why wouldn't we want to recognize God's chesed? Right? God's greatness to us. God's helping us. Right? God created coffee that has caffeine that opens my head. Why wouldn't... Right? He didn't have to create coffee. I would have to get much more sleep at night. That would be terrible. I'm too busy for that. You know, if you end up like getting, you know, to get the same whatever, probably need, you know, an extra 2 hours of sleep. But God created coffee. This is great. You know, I don't need it physically. I don't need it. I just need it for the intellectually. Right? Fantastic. He created. We think coffee's here. Caffeine's here. Automatic. Right? Automatic, of course, that's coffee. You know, you wake up, the best thing in your cup is whatever. It's Taster's Choice, Folgers, whatever the thing is. You know, whatever it's there, it's the
Folgers.
I'm Taster's Choice. I think Taster's Choice. But okay. You know, but I have Folgers as well. So, Folgers. Okay, so Folgers. But, no, seriously, think about it. We don't even think of God most of the time. When we think of coffee, I know people say, oh, Starbucks or pizza. I'm not saying whether you should go there and get coffee, and the cautious of that, by the way. But assuming you get regular coffee and you rely on the opinions you could, fine. But who thinks God? Really? Stop. Who thinks Hashem? People say, I need my Starbucks. I need my pizza. Right? Pesach, I need my pars. Right? Now, don't be wrong, we like a pars and all, but how many of us say to ourselves, thank you, Hashem, for making coffee in the world. What would I do without it? And again, for me, it's real coffee, but everyone has their coffee. There are things which some people, when they need a good chocolate, it puts them in a good mood. A piece of cake, right, before Sunday's lecture, right? You make sure to have your chocolate cake beforehand. Right? Anyway, some people, it's having Kiddush Shabbos. They love Shabbos. When they say Kiddush, it should be unbelievable, right? Unbelievable. That's such a blessing to thanking the Kiddush Shabbos. Why wouldn't we take advantage of it? Like we don't connect it to Hashem. You don't stop and think. Harei kol masha achalnu who is slav shes midas Hashem. Namukash koyobalnu v'toyich haruchnis. Right, we are able to get ruchnis. Who knows the lechem achobasa? God gives basa lechem achobasa the kol talas to every worm. V'filo kol chidik even have a little flea. It gives him, you know, fleas. He gives plenty of animals to go to. Everything has its because God gives chesed to all. Right? We think that we have a full fridge. We don't see Hashem very often. We see what's it called? Jerusalem 2 pizza. We should be seeing Hashem. Thanks God for allowing Jerusalem 2 pizza to be here that I can have a good lunch, right? You sell Jerusalem 2 pizza, right?
No.
Jerusalem 1? Which pizza do you have?
Amnon.
Amnon's, right? That's
the best. Best.
The best. So, Amnon. So, besides thanking... But beyond that, right, every time, that's what we should be saying. We should be feeling and seeing Hashem. If we can work on this, right, it would change our lives completely, Volba says. So this really ends the first part. But I just want to, you know, summarize. Blessings is the path. Brachos is the path. Yiras Shemayim. Mea brachos v'chol yoyim, 100 blessings a day, leads a person to Yiras Shemayim, to reverence of Hashem, to feeling Hashem, to being, having reminders of Hashem. Every time it's an opportunity to remind ourselves Hashem is only the King, to see God's kindness in this world, to feel God in our lives. And Yiras Shemayim is the fuel which propels us in so many other directions in our service of God. If we don't have reverence to Hashem, then a lot of our Yiddishkeit, a lot of our Torah observance is dispassionate, bland, which is God forbid. How sad that is. Here you have observant Jews doing things out of rote, doing things dispassionately, not recognizing the blessings they have as Jews, not recognizing the blessings they have from God in this world. Yiras Shamayim, reverence, pushes us and propels us. But it's not only Yiras Shamayim. Right? Until we make a blessing, it doesn't belong to us. And therefore, every time we say a bracha, we remind ourselves that the world is God's world. 100 times a day, we remind ourselves the world is from God. I cannot eat this. I cannot do benefit. If I went to my faculty's work, okay, thank you God for allowing my it's not my heart. Who says my heart has to work, right? Ooh, we think hearts work always. God allows our heart to work. Thank you, Hashem. Right? And that perspective also changes us constantly. But he says the key is, the first thing is not to throw the words out of your mouth. Right? On a basic level, think about how you would talk to a human being. That's step one. If you do find yourself, let's say you're walking, talking to somebody, it's also not nice. You're walking on the other side of the room, stop and talk to the person, have a conversation. When you walk and say a bracha, right? That's how that's on a basic level. More than that, to stop and think, appreciate. So he gave two things to work on. One is to pick an individual blessing, whatever it may be. And it may even be, if you pick shahakal, you make shahakal a lot of times a day, pick shahakal if you have a coffee, it doesn't have to be coffee by the way, you have a coffee 2 times a day. Some people have it more times a day. Every time you make a shahakal in a coffee, stop and say that blessing. Right? Stop for a second and appreciate it. This is the blessing that I'm saying, I'm recognizing this is from God, and I'm appreciating it came from God. And beyond that, a greater goal is benching. A birchas hamazon, not only saying it, but making it palpable, making it real, making it focused, okay? It will not only bring us bracha. Any person who says birchas hamazon with kavana brings bracha into their life, brings bracha into their family's lives, brings bracha the table where they eat. That's why when you make benching, who do? You thank the host. You bless the host. You bring blessing to the host. You make blessing. People bless their parents' house when they eat their parents' house, right? You bring bracha into the life. Into the life. But not only do you bring bracha, but it changes our relationship to Hashem. So, if we want to take the most out of this, I would strongly say as follows. Each one of us should have a chart this week. Okay? A chart of the blessing you choose. And how you did every time you said that blessing. And a chart on how you benched. Right? A chart on how you benched. Right? And if you stop, and we have a chart next to us, even better, if you have a little pad. Right? Or, I don't have it here, I put my desk, like a little daily planner, or whatever it is. You're doing it for me. It's not a homework assignment. I'm not going to grade you. Right? You're grading yourselves. Right? We're changing our lives. Right? Hey, we're changing. Why would we want to go through life not utilizing the opportunities we have and blessings we do thousands of times? Right? Thousands of times. It's so easy to just go and go and go and go and go and never work on brachas. Hey, this VOD, it's only going to go on for 2 more weeks. It's our opportunity on brachas. Hey, take an opportunity. Take a chance to work on something. We'll be doing tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of times for the rest of our lives. If we do it, we'll not only realize that the blessings itself are an opportunity, but we ourselves will be blessed. Next week, 8:30. Thank you. Yes.
I learned that the structure of the rock is doing things, just like the dozen. What do people do before
now? Oh, great question. So most, if you're benching, most of the blessings are rabbinic.
Right.
So in the world, the reason why the Anshei Ketzer Gedolah, which was the generation after the destruction of the first temple, at that point made brachas obligatory, okay, they did that because our consciousness of God after the destruction of the temple was decreased. It used to be people were able just to talk to God. They talked to God constantly. There were prophets. Many Jews were prophets and had levels of prophecy. Right? There was a much more higher level of recognition of God. The sages didn't have to say, literally hold their hands to tell us what to do. After the destruction of the first temple, after the exile started, because even the second temple was a period of exile, we had a much lower feeling of God in this world, and that's when they felt we needed to have that.
So people naturally...
They talked to God. Yosef, Chazal said that Yosef, they were able to say that Yosef was close to God because he was constantly talking to God. Right? Constantly talking to God all day. Yeah, they felt God in their lives much more. Okay? Yes?
So this chart, you say one blessing?
Yeah. One blessing. Whatever you want to do. Exactly. Asher Yatzar. It could be any blessing. What? And do it with Kavana. Stop. Think about it before you do it. Right? Focus on it. Think when you're going to say Melech, you're saying Melech. Ata. I'm saying to you, God. God, Hashem. I'm thinking that God's the master of the world. And make your blessing. That's one thing you'll have in your chart. And the second thing will be benching. Right? Second thing will be benching. I would even say this. Put the chart next to you by benching. It was, you know, some people, I don't want to sell sometimes, I'll just sing it to myself. You got used to doing my kids, I noticed when I do it that way, right after I have more kavana, it's, you know, slow me down to make sure I sit there and stop and do it. Do whatever you want. But do benching. Stop, think about what we're saying. Right? Think about it. And we'll reassess how we did in a week from tonight. Thank you.